So let's talk about the fentanyl epidemic and China's role in it. Obviously, China is the source of an enormous amount of fentanyl. Now they've shifted over to precursors, but how deep is China's involvement?
They're the senior partner. The drug cartels are really the junior partner in the fentanyl trade. People know that the precursors largely come from China. Those precursors arrive at the port of Manzanillo in Mexico. That's where 90% of it goes. That port, that terminal, is run by a Chinese company. They then take those precursors from Manzanillo, they move them to a border town in northern Mexico near the United States, where 2,000 Chinese nationals help the Mexican drug cartels turn those precursors into fentanyl. Now that you've got the fentanyl, you have to put it in pill form, right? People aren't taking pure fentanyl, so you need to have pill presses, you need to have pill molds to make this fentanyl look like Vicodin or Adderall. That's what people think they're taking. Where do those pill presses and pill molds come from? China. China provides them to the drug cartels and sells them to them at cost. In other words, they're not price gouging them. Now, the drug cartels want to distribute their product in the United States. Ben, they need secure communications. What do? They use Chinese apps and Chinese communication devices because they know that China will not share that information with U.S. law enforcement. And then the final component to any drug operation is money laundering. You need to launder all the profits. Well, it used to be in the old days of cocaine and heroin that they laundered their money in Latin American banks. No more. The Mexican drug cartels now launder their money in Chinese state-owned banks. And according to our government, they use Chinese students in the United States on education visas to do this. So again, senior partners the Chinese, junior partners is the drug cartels.
So the Chinese are obviously doing this for profit, but you say that that's not the only agenda item for the Chinese in promoting fentanyl.
Yeah, you know, people will ask, well, you know, why do the drug cartels want people to die? Those are their customers. Don't they want them to come back? It's really kind of a bargain where both sides, meaning the Chinese and the drug cartels, get what they want. The drug cartels want profit. Fentanyl is 20 times more profitable than cocaine or heroin. In those products, you have to grow them. You have to transport them. Fentanyl is so small, the profit margins are much higher. So they make more money. What China gets is some profit, of course, but they also accomplish what is part of their strategy, which is to sow chaos, dissension, and weaken the United States. It's part of a strategy that they call disintegration warfare. Drug warfare is a component of that.
So what has the Biden administration done and what have they not done with regard to China on this?
Yeah, they've really done nothing. They've made some noise around campaign season. They did that in 2020. They said, we're going to make this a priority. But when it actually comes to talking to China, they are very clear in saying, we are not going to finger point. Well, I don't know how you have a conversation with China without finger pointing. The Secretary of State gave an interview with CBS News where he said, well, some of these precursors from China may actually be arriving by accident. They might be a mistake, which is absolutely absurd. So they're not doing anything. They are covering up for China. And to me, that is an absolutely atrocious approach to take because this is literally the leading cause of death for Americans under 45 is fentanyl poisoning.
So if you look at Joe Biden's record, in the early 1990s, he was a very strong, we got to shut the border to prevent the shipping of drugs over the border guy. And now, of course, he's an open borders guy. Yeah. And he's doing nothing to stop the trafficking of fentanyl over the border. What changed for Joe Biden here?
Well, it's a great question because in the 1990s, in fact, he was very harsh on the Chinese government because China's government was involved in the heroin trade. And he had Senate hearings where he denounced what China was doing and said, we have to take a tough line. That changed, too, on fentanyl. What changed in my mind is the financial commercial ties that the Bidens have with China. Broadly speaking, about $31 million the family has received from Chinese businessmen. But it's not just abstract money from certain Chinese individuals. You can actually link this, in a way, to the fentanyl trade. So the Bidens in 2017 got a $5 million interest-free forgivable loan from a Chinese businessman. That businessman was business partners with a guy named Zhang Anlo, who goes by the name White Wolf. Every criminal needs to have a great name like White Wolf, right? Well, White Wolf is the leader of a Chinese criminal gang that literally set up the Sinaloa cartel in the fentanyl trade and made them the kings of fentanyl. So you have really one degree of separation between the Biden family and the kings of fentanyl. And I think that's the reason why Joe Biden does not want to talk about this. He does not want to offend the Chinese, and he does not want attention drawing to an issue that implicates and involves his family, not directly in the drug trade, but benefiting and associating from people who have connections in that world.
We'll get to more on this in just a moment. First, my days are really, really full. Got the show, got the company. I'm a dad, got a lot going on. I can't keep up with my day if I don't get a good night's sleep, and that is why I rely upon my Helix mattress. Helix harnesses years of mattress expertise to offer a truly elevated sleep experience. The Helix Elite Collection includes six different mattress models, each tailored for specific sleep positions and firmness preferences. If you're nervous about buying a mattress online, well, you don't have to be. Helix has a sleep quiz that matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress, because why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? I took that Helix quiz. I was matched with a firm but breathable mattress. I love it. My wife loves the mattress. We are big Helix fans at the Shapiro House, which is why we also got Helix mattresses for pretty much all the members of our extended family. Plus, Helix has a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will. Helix's financing options and flexible payment plans make it so a great night's sleep is never far away. Helix is offering my listeners 20% off all mattress orders plus two free pillows. Go to helixsleep.com/Ben. That's helixsleep.com/Ben. It's their best offer yet. It's not going to last long. With Helix, better sleep starts right now. Go check them out right now. HelixSleep.com/Ben. So what's Hunter Biden's role in all this? We've been told that we're supposed to ignore Hunter Biden, that he's just a wayward child despite being in his mid-50s. So what exactly is Hunter Biden's role as bagman for the Biden family here?
Yeah, he's the bagman, right? He doesn't really have anything to offer the Chinese. Whenever asked, what did you actually do for these millions of dollars that you took in from these entities, he never has an explanation. And that's because the product was Joe Biden. It was access to Joe Biden. This is a classic influence peddling scheme. We've seen this in the developing world for decades. It's usually not the president or the political figure that takes the payment. It's their family member. And then, of course, the political leader takes the favorable policy position. That's exactly what's happened here. If you look at what China has got from Joe Biden, they've been given everything they want from this president. China uses the phrase that they're looking for those people that they co-opt. They want big help with a little bad mouth. And what they mean is, we understand you got to talk about the Uyghurs, you got to talk about human rights, but on the big important stuff to us, do not disappoint. And Joe Biden has certainly not disappointed Beijing.
So what action should the United States government, if it could or if it would, be taking against China?
Yeah, if we had proper political leadership on fentanyl, we would begin by the bold, I think, truthful statement that we cannot have normal relations with a country that is poisoning Americans. It is killing 100,000 people every single year through this action. And then we need to start looking at punitive actions we can take to damage them. I'm generally a free trade guy, but do you want to have free trade with a country that is poisoning your citizens in such a systematic way? I don't think so. So I think you need to look at commercial sanctions, restrictions on capital inflow into China. You need to lay down a hard line. Here's the challenge we face with President Xi. President Xi revered his father, who was a former high-ranking CCP official. He even built a mausoleum to his father. One of his father's famous acts as a young man, when his father was 14, at age 14, he tried to poison his teacher because he was not sufficiently revolutionary. President Xi thinks this is good. He thinks this is a cool thing. So that's the kind of leader that we're dealing with. So we've got to get tough and we've got to make clear you are going to suffer consequences and real damage until you stop doing this to our people.
So one of the things you've talked about is the idea that China isn't just in it for the money. They're in it for the dissolution of the United States. This is effectively a narco attack on the United States. When you talk about what exactly are the goals of the Chinese government here.
Yes. So the strategy is called disintegration warfare. And what it sounds like, it is to fragment America. It's to turn America against each other. And it's to weaken the resolve, the moral fiber of this country. And they've been very successful at it. Part of it involves fentanyl, which is poisoning people. Part of it was maximizing the body count during COVID. There's a lot of explicit things China did to ensure that we actually suffered more deaths than we should have as a result of that virus. Part of it is just sowing social chaos. They have a massive operation involving thousands of Chinese military officials where each one of them controls thousands of social media accounts in the United States, and they're posing as Americans. So they look like ordinary Americans. And what do they do with these millions of social media accounts on X or on Facebook or on YouTube? Half of them basically say America's a racist society. It's irredeemable. The other half of them say, I only like white people. What they're trying to do is they're trying to sow chaos and division. And I would contend, look, we have very serious divisions in our country. I'm not minimizing them. But I would say that they're being magnified by China. They may not be as severe on some of these issues as we think they are. And that is an example of the area they're doing it in racial division. If you look at the topic like the transgender movement in America, which kind of arose from nowhere. One of the shocking things that you discover is two of the biggest funders of the trans movement in America are China-based billionaires. One of them is an American who lives there who's sympathetic to the CCP named Roy Singham. He's poured $165 million into radical causes over the last 4 or 5 years, including the trans movement. The other one is a guy named Joe Tsai, who is the co-founder and current chairman of Alibaba, which is the Amazon of China. And he's poured tens of millions of dollars into trans research and trans activism. Here's the kicker, though. Neither one of these gentlemen push for these issues in China itself. They only advocate them. And so I think that is part of this strategy to sow chaos and disruption, internal division within our country. And I think it's working.
So when it comes to the 2024 election, who does China want? When they look at the policies of Donald Trump when he was president versus Joe Biden when he's president, who do they want?
Well, the thing they liked about Trump was that Trump fashioned himself as a deal maker. So they like deal makers. But the problem for them is that Donald Trump is suspicious and doesn't trust China for good reason. So their clear preference is Joe Biden. Joe Biden brags about how close he is to Xi. There are certainly the financial ties that exist. Chinese officials in seminars have joked about that, the commercial relationship with the Bidens. They have a clear preference for Joe Biden because he gives them big help with a little bad mouth. He talks tough about Taiwan. He talks about the Uyghurs. But on all the issues that matter to them, he falls absolutely in line and gives them what they want. And that should be something very disconcerting for all of us.
And one of the things that you're talking about here, I think a lot of people, when they hear about the Chinese money flowing to the Biden family, the first thing they think is, okay, that's blackmail material. That's a way for the Chinese government to blackmail the Bidens. But what you say is that they don't even need to do that. That's the whole point of the money passing hands in the first place.
It's exactly right. You're buying influence, you're buying favor, and you're creating a sense of obligation. So some of the money that the Bidens have received is given in the form of an interest-free forgivable loan. Now think about that for a second. Ben, if I just give you $10 million, I have limited leverage. If I give you $10 million forgivable interest-free loan, if you disappoint me, I can ask for that money back. And that's kind of how they think about this. So they're aware of the fact that Joe Biden could potentially change. They don't think he will, but they still have the leverage that remains. And there are the commercial responsibilities and needs of the Biden family going forward. Joe Biden is projecting after his presidency. He's thinking about his son and the family members and how they're going to have to provide. And he sees this as a way to do that.
So you've been trying to run ads for this book on TikTok. How's that going for you?
TikTok didn't want to take our money. And they claimed that it was because it was a political and they don't want to have political ads. It was not a political ad. All we wanted to do was simply quote what Chinese officials say about TikTok. I quote them extensively, and it's very clear because it lays out the motivation, the interests, and the fact that they, Chinese officials, see TikTok as a Trojan horse to use against the United States. So we literally just wanted to quote these officials. TikTok said, thanks, but no thanks. We're not going to take your ad money.
Well, Peter, thanks for all the research you're doing. This is really important stuff.
Great. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Burgers are one of the most popular foods in America. You've probably eaten one recently, and you're definitely craving one now that we're talking about it. Make this summer one to remember with Good Ranchers. Right now, listeners will get free Wagyu burgers for a year. If you haven't had their American Wagyu burgers, I was just telling people here in the office, you're definitely missing out. My mouth is watering just thinking about it. Simply go to goodranchers.com and subscribe to any of their custom curated boxes filled with 100% American beef, chicken, pork, or wild caught seafood. Use code DAILYWIRE at checkout to claim your free American Wagyu burgers for a year. Not only is this a $400 value, but you'll also get a free bacon butter gift that's the perfect bacon topping for any burger. And in case you needed any other reason to support Good Ranchers, they support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Every order you make saves American farms and directly supports American veterans. Change the way you buy your meat today. Go to goodranchers.com and use code DAILYWIRE to claim your free burgers for a year and support veterans this Memorial Day season. That's goodranchers.com. Use code DAILYWIRE. Good Ranchers, American meat delivered.